Donald Trump rallies Republicans to unite against impeachment. By Charlie Spiering on September 26, 2019. President Donald Trump urged Republicans to stay together on Thursday as he fought calls for his impeachment from Democrats. "The Democrats are trying to destroy the Republican Party and all that IT stands for," he wrote on Twitter. "Stick together, play their game, and fight hard, Republicans. Our country is at stake." Despite overwhelming support from congressional Republicans, media reports featured criticism from some Senate Republicans using the cloak of anonymity to speak candidly. Senator Mitt Romney was the first senator to describe Trump's conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as troubling and even went on camera at the Atlantic Fest to detail his thoughts about the case. Nebraska Senator Ben Sass, who is running for re-election, also spoke to reporters, noting that he saw real troubling things after reading the whistleblower complaint. The Washington Post reported Thursday cracks were emerging among senators who criticized Trump's phone call and his decision to release the transcript of the call to reporters. Other Republicans relished the opportunity to defend the president. In an interview with Breitbart News, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the left has officially lost their minds. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise handed out a Mad Libs game mocking Democrats for their impeachment fever. Representative Mark Meadows went to war on Twitter in defense of the president, questioning the media and his Democrat colleagues in Congress for their case for impeachment. Senator Ron Johnson said he was considering opening an investigation into Biden's role in Ukraine.